B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A home inspector caught pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll.
All right.
Has been charged with two misdemeanor counts in court.
Well, hear him out, Kathy.
Kevin Wayne Van...
My Little Pony. Elmo doll, yeah!
Kevin Wayne Van Leeuwen, 59 years old, was arraigned on charges of aggravated indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property.
Have you no decency, sir?
The charges stem from an incident when homeowners asked to have their property inspected at the request of the buyers. A nursery camera detected movement, so the 22-year-old homeowner checked her phone and caught Van Leeuwen in the act.
Oh, yeah.
After he finished pleasuring himself, he returned the doll to its original place.
Oh.
When officers questioned him about the incident, Van Leeuwen said that he moved the doll to check an electrical outlet, but made incriminating statements and apologized after he was told of the nursery camera. Van Leeuwen is not allowed to be alone in a home that is not his, may not contact the homeowners, and is required to undergo a mental health evaluation.
How effing disgusting.
Uh-huh. Police in Cincinnati say that they are probing multiple reports of five loose monkeys on the west side of the city.
You mean trampy monkeys?
I think they're hooking.
Okay.
I think, yeah. So, no, residents have reported...
Looking for a date?
Seeing five monkeys swinging from the trees of St. Joseph's Cemetery in the East Prince Hill area on Wednesday night, and one witness captured video that appears to show the animals in the trees. But police say the footage is not clear enough to confirm that the animals were monkeys. Police say that if there are actual monkeys on the loose, they likely escaped from a private collection, but no one has reported.
Hey, there's some monkeys.
Any exotic primates missing. Police say anyone who spots monkeys in Cincinnati should keep a safe distance and contact the police department.
You don't F with a Cincinnati monkey.
Hey, if you're having a bad trip, there will soon be someone to call. Joshua White has created the Fireside Project, which is launching a psychedelic peer-supported hotline.
Ah, so if you're in the middle of a bad situation, you can call and they'll talk you down?
If you're having a bad trip. White says that the concept of the line is to provide support to individuals who are having an intense psychedelic experience or perhaps wish to process a previous instance of the same.
Okay, it's not really a seahorse party.
Seahorses. Forever.
The line is set to go live on April 14th. It's intended to be a resource for those in psychedelic, in the midst of a psychedelic experience, someone in the company of an individual experiences psychedelic experience, or anyone eager to process a past psychedelic experience, no matter when it happened. So for legal reasons, those curious about consuming psychedelics are not eligible to utilize Fireside.
You say you think you might have banged an Elmo doll.
Police in Arizona responded Wednesday after they got a call about two traffic trailer rigs that collided on the I-10 freeway. A man wearing one sock, boxers, and a T-shirt jumped from the moving semi, ran down the shoulder, and was taking all his clothes off, and then walked out into traffic.
What was the number that you just had in the last story, Preston?
Yeah,
the call if you're tripping.
The responding trooper was able to catch up with the man and took him into custody. The suspect told the trooper that he had hitched a ride on the semi without the driver's knowledge.
Oh, boy.
He also said that he pounded on the driver's side back window to tell them that he wanted off the truck and may have tried to get the passenger into the compartment when he jumped off. No other details are available. All right, this is pretty wild and a cautionary tale. Investigators say a woman who was found stabbed to death was killed by a man whom she met on Facebook Marketplace to buy a refrigerator for her boyfriend. Authorities say 26-year-old Joshua Gorgone was arrested and has been charged with criminal homicide in the slaying of 54-year-old Denise Williams. Investigators say Williams was found Tuesday after her family reported her missing Monday evening. They were able to find Williams by tracking her phone. Investigators believe that Williams went to Gorgone's apartment to look at a refrigerator she found on the Facebook Marketplace. Investigators say they do not believe that they knew each other, and they're now providing a warning to the public regarding meeting in person to make purchases. Gorgon was interviewed. He admitted stabbing Williams with a kitchen knife following an argument over the cost of the refrigerator.
They fought over the cost of the refrigerator and he killed her.
Yeah, well, he went crazy over it, so that's nuts. All right, and then we'll do one more story and then we will wrap it up. As he was preparing to leave jail after posting bond, a Florida man decided that it was the perfect time to steal a $60 webcam off a desk in the county lockup.
Wow.
Yep.
Florida man.
Stephen Moran, or maybe he goes by Moron, was arrested last month for criminal mischief. While Moran was awaiting release in the booking area, he disconnected a Logitech webcam from a jail computer and then placed the device in his pocket. He subsequently departed the lockup upon posting a $1,000 bond. Investigators subsequently identified him as the alleged culprit and arrested him Thursday for depriving the county jail the right to use property. Moran, who was later freed after posting $500 in the misdemeanor theft count, is scheduled for an arraignment.
You got that, moron?
In May.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
We'll start with this. In South Korea, an art piece by an American graffiti artist showcased was damaged by a couple in their 20s who thought that the sets of paint and brushes laid out in front of the artwork was for spectators to use.
Oh, man.
Staff at the gallery exhibition noticed new brush strokes on the wall, small swipes of dark green to the right center on last Sunday. After checking the security camera, two suspects were taken by the police for investigation. And in their defense, when you look at what they painted, it looks like it was just part of the painting.
Oh, my God. It's a mess.
Yeah, the agency that organized the exhibition is currently negotiating with the artist to take appropriate steps.
Oh, come on.
The graffiti was not framed due to its large size, this piece of art.
We're not going to press any charges because the original work is just terrible.
The vandalized art was 22.9 feet by 7.8 feet and was the only piece in the exhibition without frames. John Andrew Perello, who goes by the name John One, does not plan to respond to the incident. He's the author. The damaged art piece by John One is worth around $440,000. According to its agency, the graffiti, which is untitled, attracted even more public attention in South Korea after it was painted on, and it will hang until June 13th at the Street Noise exhibition at the Seoul-based Lot World Mall.
What does it say that someone can come in, a civilian, change the painting and no one notices?
Nobody would know. All right, now this is a different kind of vandalism. One of the most important pre-colonial historic sites in the southeastern United States has been damaged by vandals. Known as Track Rock Gap, the Georgia site, about 90 miles north of Atlanta, hosts an extensive series of rock carvings dating back 1,000 years, experts say. The ancient carvings are notorious for inspiring wild original stories, including theories of a Mayan settlement in the region. Photos shared on Facebook showed the vandals use a variety of means to damage the petroglyphs, including scratching them beyond recognition and painting on top of them in bright colors. The carvings are considered irreplaceable. There appear to be five boulders that have been carved on and two painted.
Oddly, the words Tony loves Gina is from 1,000 years ago, Preston.
It is suspected that the damage may have occurred months ago, perhaps in 2020. Archaeologists have attributed the rock art to the Greek and Cherokee peoples who have inhabited the region for centuries. That's just...
You just hate to see that.
It's terrible. Yeah. This was a wild video that I saw. It's gone... It went viral. I think it was last week, and I'm finally getting to it. But an octopus can be seen in shallow waters lashing out at geologist Lance Carlson. The creature came after him again later and struck him on the arm before whipping his neck and upper back. I didn't know that octopus could do this. So it's in shallow water, and its tentacles, which are huge, come flying up out of the water.
Right.
Whoa. and you hear it whipping.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. It's scary, man. So Carlson said only the tentacles left stinging red welts on his skin. It whipped him so hard, which Mr. Carlson said only eased after he poured soda on them.
Soda.
The former lifeguard told Australian News that his preferred treatment for sea animal stings is vinegar, but he did not have any on him at the time. However, he said that he knew anything acidic might help and decided to try using Coca-Cola, and it turns out it worked for him.
Of course.
Mr. Carlson said that he was about to take a dip near the resort where he and his family were staying when he saw what he thought was the tail of a stingray striking a seagull. He discovered that it was an octopus. Only when he walked closer with his two-year-old daughter and was filming the video of it is when it suddenly struck out in their direction. The octopus lashed out at us, he said, which was a real shock. Later, when he went into the water alone, the octopus found him and struck him.
And then he got rid of me.
Yeah. He said, my goggles became fogged, the water was suddenly murky, and I remember being shocked and confused.
I ended up, Nick, watching that My Octopus Teacher documentary.
Oh, I want to see that.
It's great, isn't it?
It's like kind of my favorite animal now as a result
of that. They're really amazing.
They really are.
And they're really smart.
All right, that's another one I got to put on the list. Yeah. I got to see that. I've been hearing nothing but great things about that. All right, a man named David Marriott is currently in quarantine for 2 weeks in Brisbane, Australia, and is staying at a hotel there. I hope it's a Marriott. One day there, he decided to begin making a horse and cowboy outfit out of brown paper bags that his room service came in. He found an ironing board and used it as a skeleton for his horse, while became the eyes and nostrils, and he used some white cardboard to create teeth. He also created himself a cowboy hat, vest, and chaps as well, just out of stuff he found in the hotel room.
It's pretty amazing.
It's hilarious. He posted about his creations online along with many plot lines, noting that he named the horse Russell.
He's a good artist.
Yeah. He is. It's really creative, actually. Let's see. A Walmart worker in West Virginia has been accused of stealing gift cards over a five-month period. The gift cards ended up being worth $124,000.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Kenneth Workow was indicted Wednesday in federal court. Prosecutors say Workow, who is 63, was employed as an associate at a Walmart.
You got to go over to that $100,000 and up section of Walmart.
He is accused of stealing and activating the gift cards from September 2019 through January 2020. If convicted, listen to this, he could face up to 20 years in prison.
Yeah.
And a $250,000 fine for each count.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So when you buy a gift card at Walmart, if you were to just take it off the shelves, it's not activated yet, right?
No,
right.
You have to activate it at the register.
So he had access to the ability to do that, I guess.
Yeah. I guess so. He was an associate, so he must have figured out how to do it. All right, that's the last story I have for you in the Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.